I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Hot take artist on First Take right there. It's funny, Fitzy, I missed a couple weeks ago all these people telling me how good the Knicks were and the Knicks were going to win the title. Now they're up 3-1. Jason Tatum's hurt and the Knicks are going to win. How about what the Pacers are doing to the Cavaliers? Is that not more than just a slight speed bump in the way of the Knicks? I think the Pacers have been pretty damn impressive the way they're playing basketball.
How about the way the Nuggets have responded by surviving their opening round series without a freaking head coach? Jokic taking on the world, doing a damn good job of it, and now whittling it down to a best of three against the best team in basketball who had a historically great season. I mean, if the Nuggets get by... Who the hell, if the Nuggets get by the Thunder?
Thunder, Ted.
Then
Ted's not here.
He's listening. He appreciated that. I know he's listening, and I know he appreciated Thunder. But why would you go against the Nuggets? Like, the easy with the hyperbole, Perk. Like, I didn't disagree that whoever won a game a few games ago may win the series. This is a touch hyperbolic.
I just think, I mean, this is just me. Perk can have his opinion, and I think he does a great job of... making sure his opinions are noteworthy, let's just say.
Opinions are like neighbors, taxes, and blank holes. We've all got them.
I'm pretty sure I'll be picking the Pacers in that series against the Knicks. I think the Pacers are a better all-around basketball team right now.
I know who I'll be rooting for as well.
What would that be?
Not the Knickerbockers.
Yes. But I'll also probably be picking, if the Knicks beat the Pacers, I'll probably be picking the Western Conference representative in the NBA Finals. I don't think I'll be picking the Knicks to win the Finals. I don't think they've played very well. I don't know why we're getting all excited about the Knicks.
They had a good second half yesterday. That's the best basketball they've played. Whoop-de-effin-do.
So far, they've blown... they've had to come back from 2 20-point leads. No, easy, Dan Ball. I paused after the word blown. It's okay. It's not a dirty word. Balloons can be blown up. Lots of things can be blown up, Dan. Get your mind out of the gutter.
I didn't say a word.
But you
gave me a look. I would just like it to be known I did not say a word.
You know who it hasn't been a nightmare for? The New York Bockers.
Nope, we're not doing that. We're moving right on from that. She had a slip of the tongue on national television that was unfortunate and that I heard live, and it definitely piqued my attention. But we're moving on from that. We did her the justice of bleeping that out to not continue to spread the slip of the tongue.
That didn't work out, so.
No, that was not great for her. But this idea that suddenly this Knicks team is a great team, they haven't played well. Jalen Brunson is a closer. Jalen Brunson is a good player. Karl Anthony Towns, I don't know what he did to the officials, but he cannot buy a call. I have never seen a player be more mistreated on a team I'm not rooting for. So I do not have a rooting interest in this. And I think Karl Anthony Towns has been screwed throughout the entirety of this series. Every time I look up,
He's getting fouled, thrown to the floor, and they're like, nope, nothing to see here. Ball's going the other way. Celtics basketball. So they've been bad. I think the Knicks have been bad, and they're up 3-1, and they're going to win the series. We'll see where it goes from there.
Wait a sec. Okay, hold on.
Yes.
It's not over till it's over.
That's true.
I'm actually...
Nothing is over. Nothing. As Rambo would
say. I am as excited for... I was super excited for last night's game, and I was fired up at halftime. I loved everything I was seeing. And then it all went south.
Yeah, it wasn't great after that.
Nah, it wasn't.
Should have shut it off. Mm-hmm. If you had gone to bed, you would have gone to bed happy.
I know.
And they tell you to never go to bed angry.
I read to one of the kids at halftime, and I probably just should have fallen asleep in bed with him.
Red pajama. Celtics win. Woohoo, yeah.
Yeah, no, sorry.
I do love Llama.
But anyway, I always love the reading with the kids is a nice, I love.
Good Night Moon? That's another classic.
I got a lot of the good nights. So many good nights. Last night, not such a good night. Anyway, it's not over. I'm as excited for tomorrow night, not just because we have a live broadcast near the Garden. People need to bring some of that big green energy tomorrow night. You have called out Celtics fans. You have said, it's a little quiet.
It's a great point.
We might be sitting on our hands a little. We might be guilty of a little entitled town expectations. You guys should make that place five times louder. If they win tomorrow night, I'm not saying clog up the areas around the Garden the way that those World War Z Knickerbocker zombies did last night on 7th Avenue and 33rd Street. My God, people, wait till you win a freaking series or get to the championship. But holy smokes, make some noise tomorrow night, folks. Do not treat tomorrow night like a funeral.
That is a great point. Up your game. Where you as a fan are expecting Derek White and Kristaps Porzingis and Drew Holiday and Peyton Pritchard to up their game. Jaylen Brown, up his game, or at least clean up his game. Get rid of the turnovers. Play a little bit tighter style of basketball. Well, look in the mirror. You bring your A game to the Garden tomorrow. You do that rising tide lifts all boats things and be 10% better as a fan at the Garden tomorrow. That's a great job. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines now. Paul in Westfield, what's your reaction to the situation the Celtics find themselves in after this Tatum injury?
Well, dead inside, like Fitzy said, and then I sat back and my emotions was subsided by what hearing. You brought up a huge point. The Knicks aren't playing that good. In fact, considering we didn't have Holiday and Derek White was absent by default, you notice Jaylen hit the rim and Porzingis is sick. And our only shooter got injured. And basically, the bottom fell out. But here's the flip side of that. Pritchard and Hauser, the young people, and the backup bench, I would hope by now that our coach, Masuda, has learned to tell that Porzingis is sick and Jaylen Brown is injured and put in players that at least have the potential. And young and streaky they are, but you catch him in the right, what you call, frame of mind and physical capability, and they get on a hot streak. There's no reason why we can't beat Brunson, because that is the Knicks, Brunson. And if we can just handle that and have offense and rebound, there's no reason we can't win. And the funniest part is, you know, you have numbers where it's like he's 6'2 and 240 or 6'8 and 300. And whether it's 300 or 220, because it's positioning, the timing, and where you are with the ball to get the best shot and opportunity.
All right. Thanks for the call, Paul. I don't agree with you. I don't think they need to empty the bench. I think they need to get a little bit better play out of some of their big guns. I also think you're being a little disrespectful to the Knicks. I don't think they've played overly well, but Mikal Bridges had 23 points last night.
That was a sneaky 23.
Anunoby had 20 points last night. Karl Anthony Towns had 23 last night. Jalen Brunson had 39. They had four guys with 20-plus points last night. That's part of why they won. Now, obviously,
Anunoby plays so well against the Celtics.
He's a good player. He's a good player.
He is.
And you know, Brunson's the closer. Brunson's the guy that stirs that drink that is the Knicks. But I think we're kind of sleeping on, you know, I think Josh Hart is a scrappy, impactful player in the style of play. He can frustrate people. He's not going to score necessarily a ton of points each and every game out there. But I think the Knicks, it's weird. So now I'm torn. Perk says the Knicks are going to win the title. I think he's crazy. I think he's overrating the Knicks. And then we get Paul in Westfield call in and basically says, put your backups in. That's all you need to beat the Knicks. And I think the truth is somewhere in the middle. I also would argue that they have been better coached. I think Tibbs has been the better coach in this series. And that is not necessarily what I expected, for whether it's drawing up end of game plays or not calling timeouts or reacting to the situations. I think Tibbs has done a pretty good job with his basketball team.
Yeah, he has. He's pulled all the right levers. He's pushed all the right buttons. Unfortunately, Mazzulla has not been able to do that. Now, again, Mazzulla can say, I don't take the shots. I just get, you know, try to give them the chance to execute the game plan. It's the player's play. He can pull a card right out of the deck of his favorite coach, Bill Belichick, and say, you know, coaches coach, players play. But they has he done any one thing you think, save for like the Hakimich, which has intermittently worked,
also
that
annoying.
Has been advantage Mazzulla? I hate that too. Just play
no.
freaking basketball.
Now, I give him credit to some degree. They're sticking to who they are. They're sticking to what got them a title last year, what got them to where they are now, what made them a good basketball team. There was a lot of noise, speaking of Bill Belichick, early in this series about, you know, shooting less threes, take it to the rim. Like, they're going to play their style basketball. I think Tatum did that to some degree last night. And that annoys people when it doesn't work out, and they love it when it does work out. That's why I think he was in the midst of an elite Tatum game. You know, with a 40-plus point effort. If he gets the win last night, we're remembering that as a potential fork in the road for this postseason. You got back in the series with the Knicks. You took care of business. Maybe that leads to a title. You know, you put the team on your shoulders. Nobody else was good. It didn't work out that way. And then people fixate on, well, he was doing step-back threes. Yeah, he's been doing step-back threes for 8 years that he's been in Boston, or however the hell long he's been
in
Boston.
Where have people been? Like, that's nothing new.
That's like saying, well, Roger Clemens fell in love with his fastball. Well, yeah, that's kind of what he throws. Nolan Ryan, they throw fastballs. If he gives up a home run on his fastball, he's going down with what he believes.
Josh McDaniels called a draw play followed by a screen. Yeah, it's because that's what Josh McDaniels used to do. New McDaniels coming, by the way. All hope. Patriots. Your only hope.
Josh McDaniels is skinny. He has. I don't know if he went on Awaken 180 or just took care of himself with the year off. And it's like when you're not the president, you can kind of relax and stop the aging process.
He's a new guy, man. I'm telling you.
A year away was good for Josh McDaniels. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Brian and Bill Ricca. What are your thoughts on the way this series is playing out, Brian?
Hey, guys. How's it going? I just wanted to tap in on the point where you said Tibbs is out-coaching Mazzulla.
Yep.
And I agree with that. The one thing I notice is, like, the defense with the big man, like, when Al is consistently getting caught up at the top of the key, and then you have smaller guards like Derek White getting posted up on by Cat and Tart. Like, you just need to play the big man down low, and you won't get beat so much down low. Just wanted to know what you guys think.
All right, thanks for the call, Brian. That is going to be one of the questions, is lineup moving forward, Fitzy? I mean, Tatum's a starter. Tatum plays 48 minutes, basically.
Yeah, you just lost 40. You have to make up 42 minutes tomorrow night.
Peyton Pritchard is your sixth man. So theoretically, if you pull one out, they all slide up a spot. Peyton Pritchard is now a starter. I don't know if you do that. I don't know if you go with multiple bigs. Porzingis in his health, I don't know. Do you not want to start him? Do you want to start him? Is he healthier? I know his comments, it got lost in the Tatum injury. Porzingis' comments are that he felt better than he's felt. Even though he didn't play well, he felt his conditioning and his wind or whatever was better than it's been. So maybe
He's not trying his logo threes either right now, which tells you that he doesn't feel like he's got, like, his bearings very well.
So that's another question we add to the pile here. We'll continue to take your phone call, 617-779-7937. Porzingis, is he healthy enough to start? Is he the change you make in the starting lineup? We'll get to that and much more. And we also have to get to Two for Tuesday. Be caller number 9 right now to the contest line at 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word, which was given out on the Greg Hill Show this morning from Paradise, I'm told, you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Mets on May 20th. Right now, 617-931-0937. You give us the code word, we'll give you a pair of tickets to Celtics-Mets like it's 1986 all over again. Stick around. More calls, more opinions on the Celtics here on WEEI Afternoon.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Seems like the Sharks are circling Joe Mazzulla and the job he's doing. I will say, Colin Cowherd, you know what else Joe Mazzulla probably has in his bag? His world championship ring. He'll pull it out on the golf course and show it to you sometime. So before we put Tibbs in Springfield as a Hall of Fame coach, I don't mean to play the Fitzy Stiz side of the street like Superfan, but have some respect to the man. He won the NBA title last year. Is that a dream? Did that not actually happen?
No, they won.
So he's got a ring.
People are still going to make all the noise that they want to, though, from outside of New England about, like, well, did they have to really beat a healthy team? Was there a complete squad? I know.
So I'll say that about the Knicks when they close this series out. Did you beat a healthy Celtics team? No, you didn't, because Tatum's not going to be out there. You know, you play the game that's in front of you. You play the team that's in front of you. You play the stars that are in front of you, and it's hard to win a title. The one thing I kept coming back to, Fitzy, last night when I watched that Tatum injury, and I'm saying, oh, my God, oh, my God. There was one man's name in my head, and it wasn't Tatum. Started with
Who's
a
that?
T. Turp. Justin Turpin.
Oh.
Six straight NBA champions have failed to get out of the second round. Looks like it could be seven. Right?
And seven.
That's all I could think of. And just wanted to go back and be a little bit maybe optimistic on my negative approach earlier that these things come in threes. Tristan Casas blows out his patella tendon. Jason Tatum suffered whatever injury he suffered. Maybe McAvoy kicked it off. Maybe McAvoy was the first of the three superstars in Boston sports. Well, Casas, I would not a superstar as your starting first baseman. But maybe you're not buying that.
No,
that he,
stars. I don't know. It's a long break.
Yeah,
there was a little bit of a divide, a long stint, we'll say.
I don't know how these things work, though. I don't know how the laws of nature work and all these things. I'm just trying to be optimistic and not have everybody sitting around waiting
for another injury. Finally finished off the injury trinity. I appreciate the effort, but I don't know. I still feel like there's another shoe to drop. By the way, just perusing and coursing over the socials during the break, Andy, you've got SportsCenter 5 and Duke Castiglione saying an NBA source. They've gone public with it, and they're a local news station and news organization has gone public saying an NBA source told them it is definitely an Achilles injury for Tatum. Now, we all assume that, but now sort of hearing some verification on that doesn't make me feel any better. Then you got Shams. Perhaps that audio is being efforted. I don't know, but he provided an update recently on SportsCenter saying the organization is bracing for, quote, the worst.
Yeah, I think we all are. I think every single person watching that, man, woman, and child, was bracing for the worst. And you don't need to be a doctor.
There's a lot of broken little hearts out there, Andy. Not to go sports dad here for a second, but there's really going to be a lot of sad kids.
There are, but this is also an opportunity. As we said earlier, it's an opportunity for the Boston Celtics to try to come back, write their own story without Tatum, and it's an opportunity for Tatum to write his story about redemption. And I go back to almost everybody in professional sports these days, Julian Edelman, Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, some of the greats we've seen here in New England had major injuries that they had to come back from. And if you want to go to basketball, Kevin Durant or AD or, you know.
Durant was 30 when that happened.
Yeah, and that's my point. Jason Tatum has a decade left in his basketball career. A decade or more left in his basketball career when he comes back from whatever this injury may be.
He just has to go join the Warriors, and then he can win a couple championships.
617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to James in Exeter. James, what are your thoughts on this Celtics-Knicks series?
Hey, I was just talking about how I think we're putting a lot of weight on Tatum. I think, personally, that we can still get a good win without Tatum here. And, yeah.
All right, thanks for the call, James. Yeah, I don't think...
James, don't spend so long thinking about what you're going to say on the radio next time.
Yeah, that was... You know how we accuse people of being scripted callers? That was definitely unscripted. I definitely think he just winged
it. What if, like, you know, like, what if, like, the sun just stayed out longer? Then we could actually, like, be warmer.
So, yeah. No, I haven't
given
up. Oh,
double rainbow. Whoa.
I have not given up the possibility that they could advance. I certainly have not given up the possibility that they could win the game tomorrow night. I guess if you really put a gun to my head.
I'm rallying up, man. I'm fired up. Granted, it's going to be difficult to pay attention to this pivotal, potentially franchise-altering game because you got the friggin' NFL schedule release. Can we just move that a night? Can they just...
How about not have it? How about just send out an email? This TV show could have been an email. That's how that works.
That's a great TV show.
Send out the email with the schedule, and let's move on and watch actual sports with Jaylen Brown, Peyton Pritchard, Kristaps Porzingis, and the new-look Celtics looking to whoop the Knicks to keep this series rolling and to keep this postseason rolling. I'm not giving anything up.
Our timelines are going to be an absolute tire fire tomorrow night, Hart.
617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls on the Boston Celtics. What do you think they can do post-Tatum? Who needs to step up besides my guy, Jaylen Brown?
Sherman!
Does Joe Mazzulla have a newfound weight on his shoulders as this postseason continues to unfold? But up next, it's 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, and that means two things. It means Ted Johnson, of course, and it means a three-point stance time where I'm going to tell you why this is really, really good news for Jaylen Brown fans. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.